1903, the large dome is still missing. In autumn 1897, the excavation of the building pit begins. As is to be expected on the Spree Island, the foundations prove to be very difficult. The site manager Max Hasek, 1856-1934, will later report, "The foundation was laid entirely in the water on concrete between sheet piling. However, as half of the ground towards the Spree was nothing but mud, piles up to 20 meters long were driven between the sheet piling." Disputes between the pragmatic Max Hasek and the elitist court architect Einar are to follow. This contributes to the considerable delay in construction. By the end of 1901, however, the exterior of the museum, the shell of the interior and the smaller dome facing the city railway are completed. However, the design of the large outer dome above the entrance hall is still completely unclear. The photo, probably taken in 1903, shows the museum building with the outer dome still missing.